many, many families out there have been adversely affected by the huge number of deaths and tragedies we've seen on our roads over the past year, and in the first quarter of this year, you've acknowledged they're up again. And this is a serious issue that we need to deal with. I think policing is central to it, certainly, and you've acknowledged that. One of the difficulties that we have in respect to that is that the roads policing units have not been at the full complement that they need to be at, or even near it. And that's the reality. And I think you've acknowledged that as well. I think the announcement by the Garda Commissioner of saying that Gardaí would have to spend a half an hour in each shift doing roads policing, for most people, when I speak to most guards, they tell me they do that anyway, in a lot of cases. They don't need to be instructed to do it. And in other cases, it's something which was seen as a little bit of a ploy to take away from the attention of the reality that we're down numbers in the road policing units across the state. And indeed, you've announced that there are more resources going to that. But the number that we see, I think it's 625, I think, was the last number we've seen in place there. Maybe that's up a little bit. But one of the things that has been said to me is that even within that number, there are large numbers of those Gardaí that are not actually doing that work because they're off sick or they've got other issues and they're not there. And one of the questions that we have, and I think we put a PQ in respect of that, is to look at the number of fixed notice charges or the number of Gardaí in the roads policing unit who have not issued a fixed notice charge in the past 12 months.